Improvements to the 7th line between Yonge Street and Lake Simcoe are inching forward but are still years away from completion. Recently, Town of Innisfil staff awarded Tatham Engineering with the design contract for the project, totaling more than $1.4 million, including HST. The firm was one of four that responded to a request for proposal from the town issued in November. Reconstruction of the 7th between the former Highway 11 and the lake has been a long gestating project. A Class C environmental assessment, EA, began in 2017 and consisted of two open houses before being completed in 2019. The preferred option from the EA calls for an urban cross-section along the length of the 7th, between 20th Side Road and St. John's Road, with multi-use trails and sidewalks being added. Town staff highlighted several benefits this project will bring to the community in its report to council, including a safe and durable roadway with increased capacity, new active transportation infrastructure, new traffic calming features, pedestrian crossings, and intersection improvements, new streetscaping, landscaping features, water, wastewater servicing, improvements to stormwater and drainage systems, realignment and natural heritage improvements to Banks Creek, Cown. Kevin Isis wanted to know when residents would be seeing the construction crews on the road, so they can plan their routes accordingly while getting around the area. It's not something they'll need to worry about in either of the next two summers, he was told. This project is currently in design, so it is intended for construction in future years, said Planning and Growth Director Andrea Lee at a recent Innisfil Town Council meeting. It would start in 2026 and be completed in 2027. Tatham has already begun its design work, the staff report stated. Property acquisition and utility relocation are expected for next year. The more than $1.4 million contract did not require council approval as it fell within the delegated authority of town staff. However, the town's corporate purchasing bylaw dictates that council be formally notified when any acquisition is greater than $1,001,000.